ABC Radio Australia.
Tomorrow night, Samoa will face off against Cook Islands in the Rugby League Pacific Test. It'll be the first time the sides have clashed since the 2009 Pacific Cup qualifier. And it might be the wake-up call Samoa needs to get back into the swing of international rugby league. The pandemic years have not been easy for the Samoan Rugby League, and they've won just one of their last nine matches. To chat with me about where Samoa stands and where they can get to is ABC sport reporter Nick Campton. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, mate. Good to be here.
At what point, at this point in time, what sort of form is Samoa's rugby league team in at the moment?
Well, you've kind of said it yourself there. They've only won one of their last nine games, and that last game was that they were able to play was 3 years ago before the pandemic came through and kind of knocked international rugby league on its ears. So there's no team that needs a fresh start more than Samoa does, and that's what this game against the Cook Islands really can be. You know, they've picked a fairly strong side. They should be able to account for the Cook Islands relatively easily. You know, the Cookies have named a good side, but not quite on Samoa's level, not quite with the amount of star power. So if there is a chance for Samoa to right the ship and sort of get towards being the international rugby league powerhouse they have the ability to be, it can really start this weekend, assuming that they do win and they win well and they look a bit more like the team we know they can be than the team they've looked like in the past.
So what have been some of the challenges that the Samoa team have faced over the recent years then?
Well, in the lead up to the you know, the pandemic enforced break, they just seemed to struggle to get some of their best players to come back and play for Samoa. They've struggled to sort of keep the same team on the field for more than a couple of test matches in a row, and they've even struggled to get the best out of some of the players when they have come back to play for Samoa. You know, back in the 2017 World Cup, which is a while ago now, but they had some really big names come back and play for Samoa, most notably Josh Papali'i. And they just weren't able to get the best out of them. They went winless through that campaign. They even had a draw with Scotland, as a team they really should have been able to put away easily. They just haven't been able to get the best out of their players when they have played for Samoa. They haven't been able to replicate the sort of form that those players put together in the NRL each and every week. Why that is a bit difficult to say. There's been a lot of backroom drama over the last couple of years with the coaching staff. Matt Parrish has come under a fair bit of fire. He's been the coach since way back in 2013, he's one of the longest-serving test coaches in the world. But after a fair bit of inquiry and a fair bit of intrigue, he's managed to hang on to his position, and Samoa's going to give him every chance to succeed. So if he can start getting the best out of his players, if he can start getting them to show some of the talent that we know is in there, then, you know, we could be looking at the start of something special for Samoa.
So if, as you say, now is the time for Samoa to make that charge and really get on the improve, as they say. What does the team have now that's working in their favour to help turn that tide?
Well, I guess it's the influx of young players. They have a heap of guys on debut this weekend, most notably a big group of fellas from the Panthers, Charlie Staines, Isaac Tago, Taylor May, Spencer Lienu. All these guys have sort of come into first grade over the last, you know, 12 to 18 months, and they look like real players of the future, not just for Penrith, but for Samoa as well. So it'll be exciting to see this new generation of players come through, guys who haven't really been impacted by some of the poor performances Samoa have put together in the past. And it's something fresh. It's something new. It's something they can really build on. You know, they can build a new culture with these new guys. You know, when you bring in young players, they don't have any of the scars of previous defeats. So it gives you an opportunity to start again. So, and we're talking about some of the best young players in the competition. You know, Isaac Tago and Taylor May are both in the running to win Rookie of the Year. Spencer Lienu was part of Penrith's grand final side last year. There's a lot of real pedigree there, you know. So that's as good a foundation to build on as any, I would think.
Speaking to ABC sport reporter Nick Campton. Nick, talk to me about the differences between Tonga and Samoa's teams. As Tonga's managed to really flourish where Samoa has not, what can Samoa learn from Tonga?
Well, I guess the biggest thing Samoa can learn from Tonga is Tonga had a great influx of players in the lead-up to the 2017 World Cup. As I'm sure everyone remembers, Jason Taumalolo sort of led the way there. He turned his back on New Zealand. He picked up the Tongan jersey, and a lot of other players followed him. So I think the key lesson that Samoa can learn from that experience is Jason Taumalolo, like, you can't rely on someone like Jason Taumalolo just deciding to play for you. That's not something that's going to come around every day. you know. But what you can do is you can put together an environment that makes it a more attractive prospect for somebody like a Josh Papali'i or a Jerome Luai or a Brian To'o or an Isaiah Papali'i or a Tino Fa'asuamala'awi. You can create an environment where they would feel comfortable coming back to. You can create something that they feel like they can come back to. You know, that seems to be the real key, you know, and that's something that they can learn from Tonga, because the players going back and playing for Tonga didn't end with Jason Taumalolo. You know, it continued. Tevita Pangai Jr. came back and played for them. Adam Fanua Blake came back and played for them. Just this weekend, Haumole Olokoatu has opted to not throw his hat in the ring for Origin. He's decided to go play for Tonga instead. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you create a good environment, more players will want to come back and play for you. That makes the environment better. That makes more players want to come. That makes more players want to come back and play for you. So I think that's the key for Samoa, fostering an environment that these really good players feel like they can come back to.
And if Samoa can get that life back into the team, what could we expect the future of Samoan rugby league to look like? Just how high is the peak of that mountain that they could be aiming for?
Well, if you just listen to some of those names I rattled off before, if you look at some of the guys who are playing for New South Wales and Queensland and New Zealand this week, some of the best players in those in those games are going to be are of Samoan heritage. So if they can just get a few of them to come back and pick up the blue jersey, the sky's really the limit. If you look what's happened to Tonga over the last couple of years, you know, where they were able to beat Australia, they were able to beat New Zealand, they were able to beat Great Britain. Samoa can do that as well. You know, the talent level isn't in question, I don't think. If they can just get some of their best players to come back, they can really challenge any team in the world. And I think it'd be a great thing, not just for international rugby league and not just for Samoan rugby league, but for Samoa in general to have a team like that. I think it's, you've been able to see how having a team like that has revitalised and really given the Tongan community something to be proud of and something to rally around. And I think Samoa has that same potential. You know, in the story I wrote the other day, I called them the sleeping giant, and they are asleep, but they are a giant, you know, and there's no better time than right now for them to awaken, I would think.
Well, Nick, there's a very exciting weekend of rugby league ahead of us for Pacific sporting fans and for any rugby league fans, really. Thanks very much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
ABC Sport reporter Nick Campton speaking to me there.